With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two of The Big Show. Welcome in if you're just joining us. Thanks for sticking. If you are a usual suspect, it's ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Way Back Wednesday if you missed it. In honor of the King of Pop's birthday, we are just doing Michael Jackson songs for the entire show. Barry is entertaining you with...
Somebody said that the stream is boring, so I'm trying to spice it up. I think we should take our shirts off and just do the show.
I agree. I think both of you guys should take your shirts
off. Producer Cam is going up.
Yeah, if we're going shirtless, you're also going to have to take your shirt off. Show us that sweet, sweet-ass tan you got.
I'm peeling.
Is your head peeling?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do you have like a farmer's tan from where you had a shirt on?
No, I don't do that. I don't jump in the water with a shirt.
No. But I figured like when you were kayaking, you had a shirt on or a vest or something. Oh, no, you didn't.
No, I didn't have a life vest.
You went right across. You're
like
wild.
An idiot.
Yeah, like a dumbass.
Well, I'm surprised I made it back.
Me too. All right. Well, your Astros blew that lead. Way to go, Joel. I blame you. Thanks,
what
Joel.
What do I do now?
Hashtag thanks, Joel. 3-2 A's. Damn it.
Was it Olsen again? Who was it?
Yeah, it was. Matt Olsen, the first baseman.
Makes me sick. Somebody said the stream was... Trevor G said, I love the show and what y'all do, but the station needs to do more with the live stream. Watching you guys for 3 hours is extremely boring. Well, Trevor, do you ever watch Dan Patrick? Do you ever watch Rich Eisen? They just sit at their desk and talk.
Yeah.
I mean, at least Joel and I will give you a little shoulder shimmy every once in a while, a little dancey dance.
White man's overbite.
A little white man, yeah.
All of that.
I mean, you
Producer
know.
Producer Cam.
Well, nope. He never does that. I bet our numbers would drop as soon as they saw his face.
So wait, camera 3 that we see, Nick, is that never goes out?
No, it works.
It's functional.
I see it works.
We
it
were actually talking works. About how it wasn't working, and then AD heard us, and then he came in and fixed it. Remember?
It's this camera that's now not working.
Can people access it?
No, oh, he has right. to switch it. He has to
that's
switch it
what
manually.
I thought.
Yeah, uh-huh. And he'll never switch it because he's scurred.
Well, none of the producers switch it.
Well, you should, though. That's the whole point. Why do we spend all of those millions of dollars on this equipment?
And this high technology.
If you're not going to switch it. Somebody said Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20 can sing his ass off. Great live performer. Couldn't tell you.
Not a big
yeah,
fan.
I think he's I think you're not a big fan?
Not a big fan.
Never really? Saw him live. No.
I've never seen him live. I can see him perform live well.
I've seen him live. They're good.
I like Matchbox 20. I've just never gone to a concert and bothered to listen to... Or paid attention. Lane Staley, best rock vocalist. Who is that?
I don't know.
Who's Lane Staley?
I will Google that.
Yeah,
for
Google
you.
That for us.
You guys
Nick.
See that?
Steve Perry or David Bowie? Steve Perry could sing.
Very unique voice,
yes.
too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Alice in Chains.
Oh, psh, okay.
Lead vocalist for Alice in Chains.
Why did they put Alice in Chains to begin with? I'll never understand that. Poor Alice. What did she do? All right.
Well, she
oh, he passed the, away,
was,
too. Wow.
She
oh,
was
did
with
he?
The Brady's for a long time.
2002?
Is it, yeah. You Why know? Would you want to put Miss
Mike
Alice?
And Carol might not have been nice.
They were weird,
They might have
huh?
had a dungeon in that house.
that
you don't
like
know.
It, that house looked like it would have a dungeon.
They just sold.
The Brady Bunch
yeah,
house?
Yeah,
they
just
filmed?
Sold, and I believe HGTV bought it so that they can try and restore it to its original...
Wait! Are you telling me that wasn't filmed before a live studio audience? I heard the laughs.
Well, Barry...
Damn it!
And
childhood
no, I do not
ruined.
Have a third nipple, Jermaine. That's Joel. Okay.
No, it is not me, Nick. It's Barry.
Somebody suggested Zach LaVine is the most athletic white guy right now.
He can fly.
Mm-hmm.
Is he strong? Is he quick?
Eh.
Okay.
Demetrius said Sade.
Great voice.
Yes. Yep. She could sing. So there you go.
Well, Mary J, too.
Ooh. I'm going to have to go no.
Really?
It's a no for me, dog.
You don't think she sings well?
I don't like Mary J. Blige.
Really?
What?
She, in fact, if you were to have me make a list of singers that get on my damn nerves.
Well, obviously, she's making that list.
Mary J. Blige might be top three.
Really?
Most annoying singers ever.
Wow.
Don't like it. Not a fan.
I'm shocked by that.
Hate you. This isn't bad.
This was a jam back
but
in
her,
the day.
Her, yeah. Yeah, this isn't bad.
Family Affair?
But her, like, yeah, her Bad Boy later in life stuff, the club stuff, the fast stuff, not a
fan.
Okay. Not the stuff she did with Jodeci was all right. That was pretty good, but most of it is just annoying and gets on my nerves. She just sounds like she's screaming at you as
Faith,
she sings.
Faith Evans can sing. God, you're
not bad. You're tough. What?
You see Zach Smith, Coach Zach Smith, the center of everything going on at Ohio State, has started to tweet.
So I saw where he came out and said, or he didn't come out, but the reports were, is that when he was in Florida at the Script Club, he had a coach with him. That coach ended up being
Tom Herman,
UT coach. And now they're saying, that, oh, this is just Ohio State trying to ruin Tom Herman's career and they didn't need to do that. Well, I think somebody else is the one that went and found it on the Instagrams. And it was they looked at Zach Smith's Instagrams or Tom Herman or whatever. There was Zach Smith's Instagrams. And he was like, yeah, I'm in Florida with Coach Herman. And then that's when they put two and two together because that night was when he went to the strip club.
And
he's
again,
still tweeting. I mean, he's his most recent so tweet is 7 minutes tweet? Ago.
What was the
first
what was
one
the
was?
One?
First, he said, hey, at Breck McMurphy, who broke all the story, ready to start being a real journalist, you know, vetting a story. Oh, no, you don't do what you don't know what I mean. Sorry. Then put silence is over. I tried. I can't watch clowns like Brett McMurphy, Paul Feinbaum, and others at ESPN continue to run their mouths, not only without knowledge, but with complete disregard for my children. Their mother had plenty of disregard for them. In this time for you all to face the damage you're causing, went on to say as he posted pictures of his kids, which I don't agree with. Look at these faces, you heartless and moralist clowns. Ever lie or dramatic version of the truth you report? And with every lie or dramatic version of the truth you report, you hurt these precious children just like their mom has and continues to do so. Do you have families? Do you have kids? And basically went on to say, I can't stay silent anymore.
So what's he going to come out and prove?
I don't know.
That none of this happened? That she was making it up? Because there were the rumblings of that. When we discussed this on the show, it came up. I forget who brought it up or we discussed it. But I think I didn't even mention now if there was something to come out to prove otherwise. But right now, you just got to go with the information that you have. And then someone said, well, she was basically his mother-in-law or somebody in the family or whatever said, no, she was...
Her mom came out and said, supposedly,
yeah,
that Zach Smith did not do what he's being accused of doing.
So now we wait.
And now he also said, hey, Brett McMurphy, also, quick questions. How'd you get that interview with Tom Herman as your first interview at Watch Stadium? Two, how come you didn't ask him about the alleged strip club incident that you reported about? Three, did you ask him about the ensuing few days? To imply that Herman was involved in breaking this story and bringing it out and all that stuff. Have you vetted any credibility in any of your reports? I'm waiting for one thing that is accurate beyond a name change or Photoshop session. I'll see you in court, you clown.
Oh, now we're
talking
court.
It's about
court.
To get dirty.
Ooh, we're talking court.
I don't think anything is going to happen to Brett McMurphy.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No. It already happened. He's not with ESPN anymore. And that was ESPN's move.
Well, I mean, in terms
bad,
of out of this,
he's proven he can get back and be someone in the business. But now Zach is questioning his credibility, and he just kept going, man. I mean, if you go back, if you look at it, it's at Coach Zach Smith. But my goodness, he ain't done, Nick. You're right. He just keeps going about my kids are suffering because of all this. I never beat my wife. OSU botched the investigation, and worse off, the quote unquote punishment. He's obviously not real happy with Tom Herman. and just kept going. He said, let's talk about who legitimately hurts and all this. My children, the Buckeyes players, Ohio State staff, and the fans. Talk about victim shaming, but no one wants the truth when it comes to stuff like this. Hypocritical people keep tweeting, you're hurting innocent people.
It's going to get juicy.
He's going to get paid, too, because someone's going to have him do a one-on-one sit-down interview. Yep.
And he'll tell his side of the story.
His side of the story, and he's going to get paid.
You know, it's probably be like Fox. Because, boy, they love to do some bashing over on ESPN. They have Paul Feinbaum on, and I don't know why he hates Urban Meyer.
Well, you're right.
But, God, he hates Urban Meyer. He talked so much trash about him this morning. By the way, I had AT&T come out and upgrade my service to fiber. Bro, my porn downloads so fast now, it's unbelievable. I went from like 20 meg download speed, I'm at 120.
You still downloading porn?
No, I'm just using that as an example.
You're streaming it?
You know when you get old, your stream starts to lag a little bit. Had to get my stream upgraded. But it's I'm pretty excited. It's legit.
It's worth it?
$10 more a month. And I went from 20 to 125. Yeah, it was totally worth it.
Hey, business tip of the day from Barry Laminack.
Get your fiber on. If you're old, get fiber. A lot of reasons to get fiber.
You figure out what you're going to do in your podcast? You're going to do lawn care, right?
Gardening.
I think, here's what I do know. Every guest is going to have to answer two questions. Well, I was going to say three questions. First question, have you ever pooped your pants? Every podcast guest has to answer that question. Second question is worst gift they've ever been given, and then third question is who what kind of person they hate, like who can go to hell. You know how we talk about guy in the right lane that doesn't turn right.
Yep.
They have to answer their go to hell person of the day.
Am I going to be your first
guest?
That's
all I got.
Did you say Mary J. Blige?
What? Poop, go to hell?
Yeah.
No, she's not that bad. No, speakerphone guy can go to hell.
You brought this up before, but worst gift you ever got? I don't... Aside from... Never mind. I'm not bringing that up again.
I know Nick's answer.
Yeah, Nick's ready, so I'm not bringing it up again.
Worst gift I ever got? Starbucks coupon.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I actually forgot about that.
Yes, Nick, of course, once I do a podcast, I want you guys to do the podcast with me.
Okay.
But you'll be guests. It's my show. My show.
We're not going to, like, split airtime equally?
No, you're going to do one show. Joel will do one show if he wants to. Yeah, I'm going to
have... Who's going to go first, me or Joel?
I mean, probably AJ.
Probably right.
Just because I know we'll argue for 30 minutes.
Why don't you have Joel and AJ at the same time?
Would you do it?
Probably not.
I think that would be the best podcast.
I think it would be.
I'm glad you guys both have opinions.
Three-seater? Joel, Barry, AJ?
You also both have a-holes. Well, so, there you go.
That's true.
All right, we're going to roll on. Time for a break. Come back with a whole lot more. It's hour number 2, 3-hour show. It's The Usual Suspects. It's ESPN 97.5.
So, you want to go out tonight but don't know where to go? Easy fix. Head over to culturemap.com for the latest social happenings going on in the city. Is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to The Usual Suspects. It's Joel, it's Barry, it's Nicholas. Shanana, what'd they put on your thing?
That's not what they put on there. They just added an H.
Shamon.
Shahara is what they
put. Oh, they put Shahara?
Yeah, they added an H.
Do your hips don't lie? Oh, that's Shakira.
We'll see.
No? All right. I'll be over here if you need me.
She was just in town.
Was she?
Shakira.
Yeah, I did see...
She's super hot.
Is she still hot?
Mm.
She has quite the ass set.
Yes, she does. I want to read this Facebook post from my buddy Kanis Nana.
Okay.
So he was talking about Michael Jackson and Bruno Mars. And this is the funniest thing that you'll hear or read or see about this subject for at least today, if not the week. And by the way, Kanis, I think he's Kanis100K on Instagram if you want to follow him. He does these videos called Marquise X. And before all of my white brethren start freaking out about it, he's basically like Quinnell X, but hilarious. Like, he's like, all he talks about is just stuff that's going on. It's the funniest thing you've ever seen. So you got to go follow him on Instagram. Super funny dude. But this is what he wrote about Michael Jackson and Bruno Mars. He said, hold on, never you ever compare Bruno Mars to Michael Jackson again. Michael Jackson had thugs trying to stand on the tips of their toes. You know how hard it is for a blood to spin? Stop on a dime, then balance on his toes while wearing a tall tee, baggy platinum FUBU jeans, Air Force Ones, and stacking a set at the same time? Michael Jackson was a savage. He infiltrated white people and then told them, y'all don't care about us. Michael Jackson is the Billy Goat. That is hilarious to me because a lot of that is super true. Dude, there were tough dudes that had on that red leather jacket out there dancing and spinning. And then they'd be like, what are you looking at? I'll beat your ass. Like, what? What?
Think about the...
And then I love the fact that he infiltrated the white race.
Because you had people rolling up the jeans with the white socks and the loafers.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Then it was the hat and the glove.
Yeah.
The only other person that came close with the leather after the Thriller jacket was Eddie Murphy Raw.
Oh, man.
When Eddie brought the whole leather suit out.
Let me just say, I'll just go on record as saying this. No way I would ever wear those pants.
That Eddie wore?
You got to be confident if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I think you can pull them off.
You got to be, no.
Oh, he can pull them off one leg at a time with about six people helping.
That's not what I mean. You've got to be confident in what you have.
Give it a shot. Come to the studio and...
My jeans are tight enough as it is. I don't need to be rocking no leather pants. Could you imagine that your whole undercarriage, how bad it would smell?
Here we go again.
Leather pants?
We're going to bring the palate is going to be in the discussion soon.
Well, you think about how bad your feet smell because of leather shoes. Now just put your whole undercarriage, taint, all that, and oh, God.
It's got to be evolved technology to where it doesn't feel as like
warm. Yeah, Lance talks about it all the time. It's that underwear.
What?
Oh, yeah, it's like air conditioning. Yeah, it does. It does make a difference. I've tried it.
Look,
whatever trading company.
Look, we're going to be real here. It's a loose and you guys are going to deny this. And if you have kids, now would be a good time to change the channel. Five, four, three, two. Look, balls, for the most part, will stink, okay? And you don't need to add leather pants to the mix and make it worse. There's just, that's unnecessary. So, I'm glad that was a fad that didn't last very long because I had to change underwear because of that. I was wearing like the Under Armour, like spandex style boxer briefs.
Okay.
And that's supposed to work.
No, I had to go to cotton because it smelled like a garbage truck down there. It was bad. I had to switch to cotton to let it breathe. Oh, God.
You know there's a cotton blend. Ugh. They make like a cotton blend.
You're not supposed to be sitting in a chair and then going, what the hell is that? That's me. What? That's me. You're not supposed to smell that. What'd you say?
They make like a cotton blend material so that it does a little bit of what underwear does and prevents what you're talking about.
Well, whatever these were that I was buying from Under Armour...
Yeah, see, it's the same thing. Like
that. What
about?
Is that stuff that you put, that cert dry or whatever?
Put it down there?
Yeah.
It smelled like a dead body down there.
That's disgusting.
And especially if I would go running and work out in them. Oh.
Well, but that's what we talked about even with the dry fit shirts. The Nike dry fit shirts.
They'll make you smell.
No, the Nikes breathe and they don't smell. But like the Adidas and some of the other brands, especially their first couple tries at it.
You'd be stank,
they were light,
huh?
But boy, were you stanking in about an hour.
Yeah, see?
Yeah,
that's
they
why.
They could smell you coming.
I'm good. I wear American Eagle underwear. All cotton. They snug where they're supposed to stay.
What happened to the Forever
snug.
21 britches?
Those won't fit. Oh. There's no way. I just wear Why did you get upset that American Eagle makes the best boxer brief out there? Too big. A lot of room.
You said they won't fit. Ah, too big.
A lot of room. Those extra smalls, a lot of room. I didn't even see Eric's call. Do you want to take Eric's call?
Yeah.
Talk a little sports. Eric wants to talk Astros. Eric, what's up?
Hey, guys. I was wondering, is it too late to pick up an extra bat? Because obviously the bullpen's not going to help out. I'll hang up and listen.
I think today's the last day, isn't it?
No. 31st.
Oh, that's right, 31st. Yeah, end of the month. So end of the month, they still have some time. And it was interesting.
And they've been trying. They talked about.
Yeah, I was going to say, Luno was on the broadcast the other night and said over the final 2 days before the deadline comes and goes, they will be exploring some things. They will be researching some things. They will be looking at some things.
He said they already have.
Yeah.
He said that they've made some waiver claims where they weren't able to work out the trade, and so they were unable to get the guy. But he has been on record as saying they weren't resting on their laurels, so to speak.
That's
they
what
were
I saw.
Out there being active still.
Because a lot of people, including us, had mentioned, boy, really, it's weird because normally when the rumor mill is churning, we get little tidbits in the media of, hey, Astros are one of three
this
teams
guy,
involved
yeah.
in this guy or that guy or the other thing. And we had heard nothing. It was good to hear him from his own mouth come out on the broadcast and say, yeah, we've been looking at some things.
Yep.
So, I mean, look, hopefully they'll do something. But again, we sit there and we say, well, the bullpen is cinched up. But look what Barry and I just said a couple segments ago. You've got Rondon, who blew two saves last week or a week and a half ago. You've got Asuna now, who's blown a couple. So there's not an overwhelming confidence like we thought we'd have. And a guy that has looked bad early, Presley, starting to figure some things out. He's starting to look better.
Yeah, he's turning it around a little bit. And they were mentioning that as well, that he's here for the long haul. So that's good. You got a couple of arms
going
forward.
And I like his arm.
Yeah. I mean, for me, I know some people are clamoring for a bat, but really,
that would be me.
Yeah, I know. I'm not that guy. I think you can't have enough arms in the postseason. I think when you look at this team's lineup, if you're getting the contributions that you're getting right now from some of these guys you weren't expecting, like last year, you got contributions from Marwin Gonzalez that you didn't expect. He's turned it around, and he was having a bad year, but he's turned it around. But Tyler White has kind of been that guy for the last couple of months where you're just getting all kinds of production out of that guy. And the fact that Bregman is – his WAR is over 6 now, which is absurd. But the contributions you're getting from Bregman almost makes up for the stuff you've kind of been missing from the other guys. I still think this offense is okay. I don't think there's any concern for me with this offense. It's all about the arms for me. And it's all about the bullpen.
You're not worried about Correa, though?
No.
He didn't look good.
I think Correa is going to be fine. I mean, he's got some rust. Some guys come back faster than others. Altuve just, like, he wasn't even out. But that's Altuve.
That's a whole other
level.
Going back to when we first started this show, I used to have a pet peeve with the fact that he looks at too many pitches, especially two-strike pitches. No, Correa.
Oh, yeah.
But recently, he's gotten back to it again, where in a 3-2 count or in a count where he's down in the count with two strikes, he looks at Main Street fastballs right down the chute. And it's like you see so many guys, whether you shorten up a little bit, even if you can just foul it off so you live to see another pitch, and he just goes, nope, got me. Poop, right down the middle. I'm going to go sit down.
I feel like when you see that, that's a guy guessing. And he guessed wrong.
I completely agree with that.
He guessed wrong.
But you gotta be protectively guessing so that you can at least fend it off.
A lot of times when you see a guy take a fastball right down the middle, he was sitting breaking ball. And by the time you realize it, it's too late. And that's why you'll see them take that. So it becomes, I mean, most hitting is guessing. You're like, all right, I'm going to sit on the fastball or I'm going to sit on the breaking ball. And then you think, well, here it comes, and you don't get it. And then you end up looking a little silly. So maybe he's just, I think he'll be fine, though. I really do. I think he's one of those guys.
I mean, the only reason why I brought it up is because, you know, everybody was talking about that added bat. And Correa's return was supposed to be that quote-unquote added bat.
Well,
Lummer
said
it as well.
Three guys. You were getting three guys back.
But Nick's right. Hinch started that when he said, look, we don't need to make a move because we got Correa coming back. That was at the original trade deadline.
Oh, yeah. Well, I believe that, too. I mean, I was saying the same thing. You're going to get Altuve back. You're going to get Springer back eventually, and you're going to get Correa. That's like going out and getting three superstars right there. So, yeah, I'm fine with that. Go get arms.
All right, we're at the midway point in the show. We're going to come back with a whole lot more, including a chance for you to win something. That's always a good thing. The second half is next. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is DeAndre Hopkins, wide receiver for the Houston Texans, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Do you remember?
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Nick, take us!
90 in the rear, 90 in the future.
Okay, so we've got 90 in the books, 90 still to go on the big show as we open up the second half by telling you, hey, it's time to win something. That's always a good thing. We like to give back to you, the usual suspects. That means this weekend you can thrill your taste buds on Michael Jackson's birthday today. We say thrill, as in thriller, at the 9th annual Brewmasters Craft Beer Festival. You can win two tickets to Saturday's Brew Ha Ha Grand Tasting. It's Saturday, September the 1st, Moody Gardens Convention Center, featuring hundreds of domestic, international, and local Texas specialty craft brews. The Brouhaha Grand Tasting is your chance to sample some of the best beer in the world. If you need more information or you just are jonesing to get your tickets now, log on to brewmasterbeerfest.com. But we are going to be that show for you once again. We are going to give you an opportunity to win before you buy. So we're going to give away two tickets right now to the Brouhaha Grand Tasting. We'll take caller number 11, 713-780-3776. Caller number 11, 713-780-ESPN. Good luck to you. Strawberry.
Yes. Hey, real quick, can I just plug something? My sports map video just got released.
Well, you a-hole, if you'd have let me, I was going to plug it for you.
Well, you didn't have to be so aggressive about it.
Jesus.
I was just so if you go to, well, I just retweeted it, but you ESPN 97.5 has it. I've retweeted it. Nick retweeted it. I doubt Joel did. He's a hater. But if you go to any of our Twitter accounts,
I hate these nuts.
If you go to any of our Twitter accounts, you can see my Hard Knocks recap for the week. And it's really good. Like, if you miss the show, trust me when I tell you that it's okay. You'll get the gist of everything that happened in this one recap.
Sportsmap.com.
Yeah, you can go to I don't know if they put it on sportsmap.com.
I think if it hits any of the sites, then it's definitely on sportsmap.com.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Hey, so did you see that guy, the linebacker?
It's not on there.
Go there later then.
From the Cleveland Browns who got into a fight with Jarvis Landry, try to say testosterone?
Yes.
I forgot what he used.
I don't think this was from yesterday's episode. I missed yesterday's episode.
That was like two weeks ago. Yeah, it was either last week or the week before. And I'm glad you brought it up because I wanted to talk about this because there are a lot of words. Like somebody had just texted about one of us saying especially instead of especially.
Right.
And we had this discussion yesterday about words and phrases that we messed up or mess up. This I've never heard.
The testosterone high today.
What's that?
What? Testosterone, testosterone, whatever the fuck it is. Testosterone. Ready to go today. I like it.
That is the. I've never in my life. Like, I understand if you can't say testosterone, but that's butchering it. That is.
Testosterone, testosterone, whatever.
Szechuan chicken, like that's not even
Pan Express. You get two sides and a drink for $4.99.
He went from testosterone to Cesarone.
No, he never went to testosterone. He went to testosterone, testosterone, testosterone. Like
sounds like Chipotle.
There's testosterone high today.
Testosterone. That is amazing. That's what you know. And look, I'm not going to be one to judge. I say a lot of words incorrectly. But in sports, you would think that a dude would know what testosterone is.
There's testosterone high today.
Another one, and I can't remember what it was, but during one of Baker Mayfield's post-game or post-practice press conferences, he used a word that he wasn't sure of, and he did that kind of mumble talk. He kind of went that, you're like, none of the reporters said, what was that? Because they knew what he was implying. But they also could tell he wasn't sure of exactly what the correct word was.
Well, sometimes when you have a lot of testosterone.
Cesarone, whatever the fuck it is.
Toblerone,
you
whatever.
Don't get it right. So did you watch last night?
I did. And you know what? We were previewing it thinking there's a lot of good stuff because Hugh Jackson lashed out at Greg Williams and the way he handled the whole Ward hit and then the press conference after and Jackson saying he needs to stay out of giving everything to the media and all this different stuff. And then all of a sudden we spent a good 5 minutes on one slow-mo of Baker Mayfield throwing the ball. Then we spent 7 minutes on Myles Garrett's dancing and loving of his music on his phone. And there was like one other one, and I'm going, man, this sucks.
The crystals, the rocks with,
yes, with juice. With all these rocks. He goes, I'm holding this one, and I'm already feeling lightheaded. I feel like shut the hell up.
Yeah, there was a lot of
fluff.
Yeah.
That's what I was disappointed, man.
But I will say this, and I was probably going to write about this for Sports Map tonight. This has made me like Baker Mayfield more than I did.
I agree.
I really like this kid. I'm rooting for this kid to succeed now. And I don't know if everybody feels that way. I'm just speaking on when I watch it. And don't you know that in the season last year, in the college football season, I was early on, I was like, hey, Baker Mayfield could go number one, and people made fun of me and
you
said that was
that.
Ridiculous.
You absolutely said
I
that.
Said that very early on, and it got made fun of, and that's okay. So I watched him all year, and I liked him, but not like this now. I mean, there's a whole other level that you see of him. Yeah, he's weird. Yeah, he kind of reminds you of Johnny Manziel on the field and off with some of his antics. But the one thing you feel like is he wants to win no matter what. He's trying to say and do the right things because he knows the job is his eventually. But he's got to be
patient. Even when he was asked about it, and he said, look, I'm good being number two right now.
But you could tell when he was interviewed by Troy Aikman, go back and watch it again.
I did.
The body language that he shows you,
oh my God,
is that he's lying.
Death stare.
He's like, no, I just want to do whatever it is I can to help this team win. But he looks away. He looks down. And when people do that, when people look, he wasn't looking Troy in the eyes. He wasn't being truthful. He really wants to be the guy,
sure
the
does.
Man. And that's fine, though. At least he's saying the right thing.
But I'll tell you this. The other thing that was great was because, and the reason why I like this kid more and more, is because they humanize him to show his personality.
Yeah.
The rookie talent.
That video was amazing.
Fantastic the way he imitated Dorsey, right?
Yeah.
Then the fact that he took it when they did the whole underwear thing with the way he modeled with the Rolls Royce and the Tiger.
Yeah.
And then when he asked everybody who wears underwear to raise their hand, and he started like he was going to count and tally it up.
Get everybody a pair.
More and more, I like this kid.
Yeah, I'm a big Baker Mayfield fan now because of this show. And that's what this show does, though. Yep. It shows you these guys in a different way. You learn about them like Josh Gordon. I knew about him as a football player, but not as a person. But even the little bit that they've showed him, it seems there's some sincerity in what he says and does. And I don't know. But as far as Baker Mayfield goes, I'm almost mad at Hard Knocks for making me root for this guy so much and wanting him to win.
I agree. Here's the thing. So, I mean, but again,
succeed.
From a predictability standpoint, you can go right down the list, right? So Carl's going to make it.
Ooh, I don't know.
44 is not going to make it. Juice is going to be on the bubble. We know that the fourth string DM diving quarterback is not going to make it. But, I mean, most of it is pretty predictable at this point. Whereas with the Buccaneers, there were guys on the bubble that you thought the way they really portrayed them throughout the whole thing, they got a real chance to make it. And you were looking at the waiver wire a little closer. But I think this one's a little bit more clear cut. But we'll see. There's one episode to go. But, yeah, I was disappointed last night. I'm with you. My favorite part, you mentioned it. My favorite part was when you hear about all these meetings with the network guys and the players. A lot of guys, especially in the NBA, they open up more. Mm-hmm. They're more honest. They give them a bunch of tidbits. Boy, between the two of them, Taylor and Mayfield were both, like, tight-lipped, straight-faced, not giving you a thing, champ.
Yeah.
And Troy was obviously playing to the camera a little bit to show that he was this in control questioner. No, not buying that, but it was cool.
Yeah, it was a good episode.
All right, we'll be back with more of the show. Don't go anywhere. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You're recording. I saw you.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, you do love this song.
I do love this song. Back on The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Way Back Wednesday where we dedicated to the king of pop. Birthday today. Would have been like 60.
Damn.
No kidding, right?
That's old.
No question. So...
Hey, I want to give real quick. I just want to give one more quick shout out, if you don't mind, to AR on the YouTubes. Remember, I told you he was helping me build my
AR,
channel.
AR, the guy that like quadrupled your.
Yeah, we ended up. He ran the little contest for me, dude. We ended up at like 1,300 subscribers from 167 or something like that. 158. I'm at 1,360. So shout out to another Usual Suspect listener coming through in the clutch. That was really cool of him, man. Much appreciated. Now I got to come up with some content. He suggested that I put the bit about the underwear that we just discussed on YouTube. Just put it out there. Maybe I'll have Nick pull that audio. I'll just throw it up there, whatever.
Nick could pull with the best of them. So I think that that's something you should consider. I mean, honestly, I think that our listeners are fantastic for the most part.
Love them.
For the most
part. There's a few douchebags, but 99.9%
or a-holes or whatever you want
to say. 99.9% awesome. Richard. Awesome sauce.
Strohs have taken the lead, by the way. They have the bases loaded, one out. They're up 4-3, thankfully. And as Barry mentioned earlier, this would be then the third game that they have come from behind.
Yeah.
Nick?
Reggie White was an athletic white guy.
Oh, you Mike?
Yes.
Jeez. Who
How
else?
Did you know?
Yeah, who else?
Somebody said, have you done the concert giveaway yet? I'm trying to go and surprise my brother who just got back from Iraq. Yes, we did both.
We gave away concert
tickets?
Oh, no.
We did the brouhaha.
We did two brouhahas. I think concert tickets are the Blitz.
Oh, is it?
I think.
There you go. Wrong show.
But Steve Perry's not with Journey, and he's one of those vocalists we were talking about. So
tell me if you believe there's a slant in this text at all.
Okay.
And this is regarding Zach Smith.
All right.
This is from H-Town Blue.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How the bleep is this moron trying to say he is innocent? There are photos and text messages proving he admitted to doing what he is accused of. Clown ass Buckeyes, go blue.
Yeah. I don't think there's much credibility just with your signature and your parting shots. So, yeah.
No. Barry, that was the AR text, my bad. Hey, this is Demetrius.
Okay.
Lawn and garden question for Barry.
Oh, Nick.
Gotta go to break?
Yep.
He's a jerk. You shut your mouth.
ESPN.
97.5.
I don't care. I'll turn my mic on to talk over the damn break. You think I care?
Hey, this is Bob Vila. He's like to tell you about...
He wants to know, do you like mowing the lawn in a square or do you do it like plantation lines?
Well, it depends. Do you have, say, September grass or Bermuda grass? Which
Bermuda.
Saint September.
What does he have?
Saint September makes me laugh. You should always switch up your mowing pattern.
I know exactly what you're talking about. You do one row one direction, do the other row coming back.
Well,
and then it alternates,
some people
like
will do the outline and then just keep going until they're done, right? But what I'm saying is, if you mow vertically one week, you should mow horizontally the next, and then mow diagonally the third week.
That's stupid.
Every 3 weeks, you should rotate that. It's better for your grass, and it's better. It prevents compaction of your soil quicker.
People are just changing the channel right now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that listeners are asking the questions, Nick. I'm sorry that you can't handle this because you're too much of a Virginia to mow your own yard.
You need to go home and compact your soil is what you need to do.
Oh, he does. He compacts his soil about three times a night.
I'm really good at resoiling.
Swells it up like a baby arm.
I mean, I think amateurs like you guys that just alternate which direction you mow. I mean, I put that big capital cursive B in the middle.
Do you?
Yeah, and then I do like the like the herringbone pattern on the edges.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
I've always wondered how the Astros and Major League Baseball teams get the different shades of green. That I need to figure out. Someone said it has
it's
to do
spray paint.
Is it?
They have to have with the like when the teams well, someone put their said logo it's just in the center way, field.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying like you'll see like in St. Louis they'll mow an arch into the.
Yeah.
But they'll have like different patterns and, you can, and angles and lines and stripes.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but they also more have done that with a logo.
I think it's more of a mowing technique.
You can't get that logo by cutting the grass.
Yeah, if you cut different heights or if you like press the grass down certain ways. I did it accidentally. There was like three stripes in my yard that were just greener than the rest. And I was like, well, how the hell does that happen? Looks stupid, but
I used to know the guy's name that was the all-world groundskeeper that they had at every Super Bowl that was the main groundskeeper for the Royals forever.
I bet he loves to talk lawn and garden.
I think he's passed away, Barry.
Oh. As are most people that like to talk lawn and garden.
Or they're close to it, and that's why they want to talk lawn and garden.
They're bored to death.
Yes. That's exactly right. But hey, if it works for you.
Yeah.
Oh God, his name is George something rather. I'll get it. Mm. The groundskeeper. So
Steelers fan Juan.
Yes.
He texts every day about being a navigator in training. What? And I think every day he just looks for the shout out. So you could just ask for the shout out because he said, am I an a-hole or a douchebag?
George Toma.
That was his question.
By the way.
Hmm.
George Toma was widely known as the greatest American groundskeeper
George
ever.
Toma?
He was the groundskeeper for the Kansas City Royals.
I would love to read his book.
Which ironically is weird because the Kansas City Royals had turf back then. But he did every Super Bowl. He did, they always said George Toma in for the big events on grass.
I need to see if he released a book. I'll read it.
Let me go to Wikipedia and I'll tell you.
That'd be good. Maybe I can get it on tape and we can play some excerpts here on the show. And my daily,
yeah, his first
my
book was,
daily guide to gardening, not weekly, not a weekly, daily guide to gardening.
His first book was Bros and Hoes, my life in
Bros
gardening.
Bros and Hoes?
Yeah.
Nice. I like it. Now there's a Twitter or a text skirmish between Buckeye fan and Michigan fan, and I won't be reading any of that. So you guys can stop.
Okay.
I won't partake.
Got it.
What else is going on?
Well, we've got plenty of stuff on the horizon.
Okay.
You know, we talked about Hard Knocks already, but to me, that kind of leads into the fact that there's a lot going on in the NFL because of the fact that we're coming up on the final week of the preseason. Again, if you people are all giddy about the Cowboys-Texans matchup this week,
Stop. Don't be.
You should be giddy about positions with some roster spots to be decided.
Yes.
But overall, the other thing that I said I'm interested in, because remember now, these preseason games are going to come earlier. The Texans are playing the Cowboys on Thursday night so that every team can get their rosters in order. But the thing that I'm most interested in is when they see the cuts from other teams, what positions are they going to be looking at? What guys might they be thinking about picking up and bringing in? Are there guys out there that can help this team get better? That's what I'm interested in.
Yep, I am too. I actually wanted to ask Zerline about that, but we got all off track on
and
that.
And he had to go to some free lunch again.
Did you... So, I saw this has been in our doc for a while, and I really hate that we reference that all the time, by the way. We should just start talking about the topics instead of referencing it. But
well, you just did it.
I know, but I called myself out on it.
Okay.
The Green Zone, you a fan?
Not a fan.
I didn't care. It didn't bother me either way.
But we already know that. Just by where the yellow line is, you know how far they have to go. It's like, to me, it kind of...
But what about Tammy in accounting that's not really doesn't know all of the football stuff?
She just thinks that the lawn was cut the way you did it at home. That's what she thinks.
It's amazing they can move all the green down the field as they drive. That's crazy.
This looks just like the Laminac farm where one direction it's green and it's lighter green coming the other way.
You got like the yellow line. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, NBC introduced what's called the green zone, where basically whatever they needed, the offense was the line of scrimmage. And the line to gain, everything in between was green.
So it's 3rd and 10. So there's 10 yards of lighter green field.
3rd and 15. Okay. All 15 would be green. And then because the 10 might confuse people because of the beginning. But I didn't really have a problem with it. It's just another gimmicky thing that they'll sell or put money on. But
I think it's you don't need it. You already know how far you got to go by where the line is.
But was it distracting or anything?
No, it doesn't bother me that way. It's just I think it's redundant.
Okay. I can see that argument.
All right. Well, we've got two in the books, 1 hour still to go, and the sports mappers are going to join us next. So hang on. Hour number 3 starts in just minutes. It's ESPN 97.5 and the usual suspects.
ESPN 97.5. 97.5.